I left Mauritius in early October 2020 for a three-month trip to Europe, not knowing that I wasn't to return to my country of residence until 1 year and 9 months later in June 2022. As a matter of fact, I happened to become a real digital nomad without having had any plans to do that. While the reasons for it play no important role, I do find it worth sharing a few insights I gained during the time with you. So, in this podcast episode, I'm going to discuss the pros and cons of being a digital nomad. Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and to help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. Living as a digital nomad is not for everyone. Such a way of life comes with advantages and drawbacks, naturally. Here are the ones I find most important. I'll start with the pros. Number one, gaining international experience. Most digital nomads live internationally. As you can easily change locations, you can learn a lot about several other countries and cultures in a short period. Number two, lower costs of living. As you can choose freely where to go and stay, you will find nice places across the world that are very affordable without having to pay rent for a permanent place as well. Number three, lower taxes. If you familiarize yourself with the applicable local tax laws and international tax treaties, having to pay high taxes shouldn't be much of a worry anymore. Number four, fewer visa requirements. If you change countries from time to time, you can often just stay as a tourist for a few months without special visa applications. And number five, you have more options. Being mobile increases the number and quality of options you have to sort out problems by simply choosing a better location. However, there are also the cons. Number one, if your new life as a digital nomad is supposed to be funded by becoming a freelancer, working for customers remotely, you may have to compete with others across the whole world who are willing to undercut your prices. Number two, unlike during a vacation where you may opt to buy yourself out of problems occasionally, saving time by spending more money may not be an option you can afford as a digital nomad regularly. That can mean that the frequent changes of location require much more time than you expected. Number three, unavoidable traveling costs may diminish the savings you make by staying in locations with lower living costs. Number four, it may be difficult to calculate the correct total costs of staying in a particular location before the deadline to decide where to go next is reached. And number five, availability or access to special medical treatment can differ significantly between locations. Let me continue by addressing a few further possibly relevant aspects you may have to pay attention to. For example, taxes. Especially if you want to maintain some presence in your home country, optimizing your tax burden without running legal risks can be difficult, complex, and therefore expensive, as you may need to pay for professional help in more than one country. Banking. Depending on where you choose to live, opening local bank accounts and making local and international bank transfers can become a hassle and very expensive. Insurance. Becoming a digital nomad can have serious implications on your eligibility for certain insurance covers. A reduced number of options in this regard may suddenly make health insurance very costly, for example. And there are also psychological aspects. Not having a real home to return to anymore, having to adjust to completely new places several times a year, and facing all kinds of uncertainties all the time makes the lives of digital nomads very special. A kind of life that's not for everyone. Let me finish by sharing my personal conclusion with you. To summarize my own experience as a whole, I can say that I enjoyed it a lot despite the trying circumstances during the pandemic, and I'm grateful that fate gave me that opportunity. Although I wouldn't want to live as a digital nomad permanently, I can well imagine doing it again at a later stage of my life. And last but not least, I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to all who supported me in that venture. Now, if you would like me to help you with that in person as a professional career coach, I'll be very happy to support you. If this is of interest to you, go to my website and click on the big button to apply for a free orientation call with me. In this call, we will analyze your current situation and needs in detail, and we will also find out how I can help you best to reach your goals fast. There is also our LinkedIn group for managers and specialists on the way to their dream job abroad, where you can network with others on this wonderful journey and receive further tips and tricks on the matter several times a week. If you're not a member yet, we hope to welcome you today. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast channel yet, now is the perfect time to do so. Make sure to also activate the bell in order not to miss out on any new episodes in the future. I'd appreciate it a lot if you leave me a like, as this helps others to discover this channel as well. And please leave me a comment with your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for future episodes. That's it for today. As always, I wish you the very best for your job search abroad, and I'll be back here very soon.